Socialist Party members contesting the forthcoming National Executive Council elections. Hugo Pierre, standing for National Black Members male seat. Hugo is the current holder of the seat, and in his material he says that in that time he has fought to improve democracy in our union and to win policies that will help our members to fight to defend their jobs, pay and conditions. Hugo is Unison Education convener in Camden, London. April Ashley, standing for National Black Members female seat. April has held one of the three female black members seat on the NEC for over 10 years, and is also branch secretary for Southwark Local Government Branch. In her address to members, April says, Black Lives Matter's mass demonstration swept across the world last year. When this was linked to the COVID crisis, which saw the worst impact on black workers, it galvanized the fight against racism across the UK, with young people at the forefront. We need action and policies to fight for jobs, homes and services, not racism. Adrian O'Malley, standing for National Health Service General seat. Adrian is Secretary of Mid Yorkshire Health Unison Branch, which has a proud tradition of fighting privatisation, PFI, cuts and downbundings. He says, in 2018 we successfully fought off the introduction of a wholly owned subsidiary company in our trust, and in 2020 succeeded in bringing Soft FM within our PFI hospitals back in-house. Naomi Byron, standing for Greater London Region low-paid reserve seat. Naomi is a catering worker in the NHS, and a joint Unison branch secretary for ICE workers at Home Ayrton Hospital, East London. Naomi says, Unison should be leading the fight against the public sector pay freeze and insulting 1% pay cut offered to NHS staff. I led the campaign which won NHS sick pay and the London living wage for ICE staff at Home Ayrton in the middle of COVID. David Maples, standing for National Disabled Members General seat. David is chair of Ayrton Council Unison branch. He argues that disabled workers need strong workplace organisation and cannot rely on lobbying a hostile government. David campaigns for trade union control over health and safety, the access to work service and the benefits system, to make it supportive rather than punitive. Tom Hunt, standing for East Midlands Region male seat. Tom started working for the NHS 41 years ago as a student nurse and says he has watched the service being dismantled piecemeal. Tom initiated the #WEARELLCHATSWORTH campaign, leading the successful fight to save Chatsworth Ward in Mansfield Community Hospital. He says, Unison needs to change direction. The leadership has been found wanting on pay, pensions and fighting cuts. Unison should coordinate action across the union, not leave branches and service groups to fight alone. John Malcolm, standing for Northern Region male seat. John is a Unison branch secretary representing over 3,000 health workers, and has been a Unison activist for over 30 years working in the NHS. John says, in 2018 my branch defeated the employer's proposal to set up a wholly owned subsidiary that would have seen hundreds of ancillary and support workers transferred out of the NHS with no guarantee of their terms and conditions. Unison needs to step up the campaign on NHS pay. The 1% recommendation from the government is an insult. We need determined action to win a decent pay rise. We have had a real term pay cut of 20% across all public services.